qué?
There are two sides to the Cuban artist Sima Funk. The first is an homage to the Cimarrones, enslaved people who ran away from their Spanish enslavers.
Sima came from the Marrooms. The Marroom was the slave that was in Cuba, that they left the houses, the master, they escaped in the slavery time, and they started to live in the middle of the forest, just hiding and trying to get the freedom.
And the other half of the name, Sima Funk?
And Funk, because all the African root that came to the United States and transformed since the gospel, the blues, to get to the funk. For that reason, I choose these two names.
Sima Funk's real name is Eric Rodriguez, and his band's second album, called El Alimento, is out today. It's a danceable collection of songs that blend Afro-Cuban rhythms with classic American funk. I want to see if we can identify the ingredients that make up this music and create a new sound out of the combination. To start with, the Sima, is there a place that history, those roots come through on this album that you can hear what that ingredient sounds like?
Oh yes, it's a lot of them. You can hear it, for example, in This Is Cuba, Esto Es Cuba. You can hear it in many parts of the song, but when I say like a un homenaje en los palenques de Matanza, como cimarrón abriendo monte hasta La Habana.
Un homenaje en los palenques de Matanza, como cimarrón abriendo monte hasta La Habana.
The lyric is talking about that. It's like an homenage to the village of these Maroon people in Matanza, that is a province of Cuba where it was a lot of places where we're living as slaves. All the music that you hear there is Afro-Cuba, but mixing also with funk.
This track, Esto Es Cuba, also references the town you grew up in, Pinar del Río, in western Cuba. Can you paint a picture for us of what this place is like, what your life there was like?
It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. It's like a countryside city. And the people is really humble, but everybody's family. I don't know how many people live in my neighborhood, but everybody's family.
And is there music in the neighborhood?
Yeah, all time, man. All time. Every day. We didn't have like equipment for reproducing music, but all the time in that moment in the TV and in the neighborhood also. In the neighborhood all the time was music. My friends in the street, the old people was listening Mexican music. They was getting drunk playing domino and listening like, oh, la vida está bonita. All this music, Mexican.
Yeah.
It was a lot of mix of everything, African rhythms and African music. Sometimes we were playing like Christian music, salsa or timba music. It's a crazy mix, man.
So you've explained the Sima half of Sima Funk. Let's talk about the funk. The first track on this album, Funk Aspirin, features the funk legend himself, George Clinton.
Funky. Ba, ba, ba.
What was it like to be blessed by this patriarch of funk music?
Bro, it was, has been like one of the greatest experiences in my career.
Put your hands in the air.
It's unreal, because at the same time you expect like it's going to be so intense, but at the end it wasn't. It was like talking with a friend. We recall the track in a couple, I don't know, minutes, because this guy is like bang. He grabbed the mic, it's nothing to fix, nothing to range. He just grabbed the mic and he started to drop flow and drop groove.
Did this help you see something about the connection between the Afro-Cuban history that you were raised with and the African-American history that George Clinton comes from?
All time, and we was talking about that a lot. We was talking about that a lot because he have a lot of influence from the Afro-Cuban music. Because he was making me the history and telling me that when he was a barber in New York, the music that was sounding in the R&B station was Afro-Cuban music. They say like, yeah, man, this was like a big deal.
You are free to shake your rock tonight. Bend over. Don't.
This album was clearly made to dance to, and a lot of the tracks are about love, women, partying. But there's one track that offers some kind of life wisdom. It's called Sal de lo Malo, Get Out of Trouble.
Oye, dale suave con todo.
What were you thinking about when you wrote this?
I was thinking in my hometown, especially my grandma and in my mom, and the way that they put me out of trouble and the way that they teach me the things. And it's about that. I was thinking in that, and I was like, yeah, man, we got to make a song for the kids, because they are the future. Mm. So I was just talking through the teaching of my mom and my grandma.
What's one of the things that your mother and your grandmother taught you that you think of still now as an adult?
They was always, for example, don't lie, because always gonna be a problem if you lie, you know? Don't steal. That was the main stuff in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Don't steal, because we always living together. Everybody was together sharing everything. So don't take nothing that is not yours. Don't disrespect the old people. You know, if someone was talking in my house, my grandma with some friend or my mom with some friend, I couldn't go and start to talk in the middle of the conversation. It was like a big mistake. But all this teaching was with a lot of love and a lot of respect. But they teach me all these things. And even it seems now that happened to me in my actual life, that they tell me when I was a kid, they tell me that this is going to happen to me. My grandmother was telling me that, like, you're going to remember me because this is going to happen to you. When I die, this is going to happen to you. And bam, bam, these things happen like that.
I feel like we can play this music and listeners can hear it, but we won't get the full experience unless we are on the dance floor, feeling it with our bodies in real time. I know you're doing an album release show in New Orleans. I wish I could be there for it, but I would love for you to pick a track, let us play it, and tell us what it's going to feel like when you're doing that live.
Yeah, Te Quema La Bemba.
Okay, let's listen to it. Okay, so imagine you're on stage, we're in the audience, what's going on right now?
Body shaking. It's gonna be body shaking. This Cuban acid keyboards and the bass also is Cuban. So you're gonna shake your body, man, it's for that. And slowly. What I see is people sweating and shaking.
You missed that during the pandemic, huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Now is that. It's all about that now.
Well, congratulations on your new album. It's been so good talking to you.
Thank you, brother. Thanks to you, man. Pleasure. Thank you for the support and thank you for the time.
Sima Funk's real name is Eric Rodriguez, and his new album is El Alimento. It's out now.